It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Well, late summer gardening's upon us, and probably folks are harvesting lots of veggies, cucumbers and zucchinis, and soon enough some tomatoes and peppers. But what suggestions do you have for folks who really want some late summer flowers in their gardens and landscapes?
Well, my first question is, do you like gaudy items? You know, like jewelry and clothing and hats?
I tend to wear like all black, but I do like a splash of color. So yeah, I guess I kind of do.
Well, if you want to really have a big splash of color, you should grow this herbaceous perennial. It's called the hardy hibiscus. And it's related to the tropical hibiscus that you see in Florida and Texas, but it's an herbaceous perennial, meaning it dies back to the ground each year. This plant puts on a big show this time of year. Come August, with all the heat, it produces 3 to 5 feet tall plants that have 8-inch diameter flowers. And these could be white, pink, red, or bicolored flowers. And they produce tremendous amount of these all over the plant for weeks. So if you're looking to really add a big pop to your garden, a hardy hibiscus is a really nice way to go. It likes full sun, a well-drained soil, likes some moisture, so it's doing really well this year with all the rain and humidity we're having. And one other thing about it is really interesting is it's very slow to get started in the spring. In fact, there have been springs where I thought it died, and so I planted something else in its place, and then lo and behold, in a week or two later, up it comes through the new planting. So be patient with it. It may take until June or so for it to start growing. But once it gets going, then you've got a big plant in the landscape that'll really pop with color, and you can put it in the herb garden or put it in with other shrubs. So if you like gaudy, Mary, go for the hardy hibiscus.
I have seen these in some of our neighbors' lawns, and I do feel a bit of landscape envy. So I think we might try to plant one of these for next year. They're so gorgeous. Question from Jean in Essex. Jean writes, I have about 10 oak trees in my yard that are full of moth eggs. I can't imagine being able to successfully scrape them off without many or most of them dropping to the ground. I've read that horticultural oil can be sprayed on them. If you agree a spray would kill those eggs, can you recommend a specific brand and will it hurt my trees?
Yes, so you're seeing a lot of those egg cases from the LED moth that was all over the place this summer, and it is good to scrape them off. But when you scrape them off, one thing you have to keep in mind is you just don't scrape them off and leave them on the ground or even stomp on them. You have to take those cases and put them in soapy water for a couple days to kill the eggs. Otherwise, the eggs will survive and you really haven't helped at all. But you can spray horticultural oil, like you were mentioning, Gene. So the time to do that, you could do it now to spray them. And I think that would be good right on the trunks and the branches of the trees. It should not harm the oak trees at all. And I would also probably do it again next spring, maybe late winter, spring, as a nice spray to kill any of the egg cases that did not get smothered by the oil this past fall. So staying on top of it, and hopefully with the native fungus that will come back next year, we'll be able to avoid having a big infestation next summer.
Boy. That's good to know. We sprayed ours with soapy water, but we didn't put the egg casings in soapy water. So I think we have some more work ahead of us for all of our oak trees in the backyard. This next question is from Diane in Rutland. Diane writes, 2 years now, my bush beans especially have been eaten down so quickly that the first time I thought they hadn't germinated. This year, I ended up with 2-inch stems. I planted more. The first regrew. That's good, but I'd like to know what's getting at them so quickly. Could it be chipmunks? The garden is fenced, but that won't stop a chipmunk. But it does look like insect damage on surrounding vegetables. Also, Diane writes, my knockout rose almost died until I sprayed it with organic bonide. It's made a valiant return, but I found tiny 1/8-inch worms on it.
So Diane, you have some interesting problems with interesting critters. So with the beans, it's a little hard to tell exactly what it is. It's munching them down. If they're not coming up at all, or when they come up, they're very small, and then they just kind of get cut off at the ground level, those could be cutworms. And that's a pretty common pest that you'll find in the spring with lots of different plants. It also could be slugs, too, that will just munch down a young plant and it looks like it never was there. But if those plants are growing up and then they get kind of mowed down, then I'm thinking a four-legged critter, something like a rabbit or a woodchuck. And if that's the case, then you might want to put a fence around that bean patch or around the garden itself. And you can use a wire fence with small holes in it. And the key with rabbit and woodchuck fencing is that you have the fence go up about 3 feet tall, and then when it hits the ground, you want to bend it out away from the garden in an L shape. That way, when the rabbit or woodchuck comes to tunnel underneath the fence, they hit more fencing and then they get frustrated. So I think that would help. And then for your roses, those probably were rose slugs. Those are small little caterpillar-like insects that will defoliate your rose bushes, especially early in the season before they start flowering. So spraying it like you did with an organic product is a good idea. Neem oil, for example, is one, and spinosad is another. But do it early and do it later in the day so that that product can dry so it won't be harmful to honeybees. I think if you try that, you'll probably have better success next year.
Okay. If you have questions about critters or anything else in your garden, send them to us at vpr.org. Search for All Things Gardening, and thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and next week we'll be talking about flowering vines, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.